Time for another legislative report and an update from one of our local lawmakers and Representative McKay Erickson joining us live from Cheyenne this morning. Representative Erickson, good morning. How's Cheyenne today?
Hey, great. It's supposed to be about 60 degrees down here, and I'm thinking things are pretty good.
Excellent. Excellent.
Nice to have that.
Sounds like we have a little delay in our audio here this morning, so we'll try and work through it best we can. But I do appreciate your time this morning, Representative. I think we better start with House Bill 69. And with what's happened with that bill back and forth so much, and then yesterday it sounded like it pretty much didn't go where it needed to get passed and get across the finish line.
No, it didn't, Duke. That's been a real disappointment to a lot of us because we felt like we had some points that could be negotiated really well, and what it was is 69 is a 50% tax rate cut with a 25% backfill for you know, the local communities. And the negotiations teams went at it yesterday morning and only lasted about 5 minutes and kind of snarled at each other and ended up 3-3 not to continue negotiations until some more votes were taken. And so shoes have come off, and I don't know that it can make it through the sand. So we kind of shifted onto a Senate File 153, which came up, and it's a little more up and going and moderate when it comes to using all of the levers that property tax can actually pull in order to get a positive result. And because of what we passed in Amendment A last November as voters, it allows us to lower the rate from 9.5 to 8.3. And so that would basically result in about a 14 to 17% property tax cut. And that one also does not have backfill, but we'll see what happens today. The House leadership, at least, is still trying to put some backfill on there, knowing that the Senate will not concur with that, and then a bill like this last year, Governor Gordon vetoed it. So we're not very optimistic that if they put the backfill on there that it's going to have any success. So we're hoping to keep that bill clean, 153, and be able to march it through and hopefully be able to have maybe a few egos cooled and where we can move that one along and up to the governor's desk to be signed. So that's kind of where that's at. Does that help?
Yeah, absolutely, Representative. Just a few days left of the session. It ends next week, if I'm not mistaken. Correct. So how confident are our legislators that there's enough time remaining to get this one done?
Well, I spent most of last night running around to a lot of the veterans there and just saying, hey, where are we at? You gotta let me know, because I've already arranged for to ride into the valley. If nothing passes of property tax, I've got to ride in a trunk with a bag over my head, and that's how I'll get back into the valley. But I'm very, very adamant about, you know, we have got to have some property tax reform for Lincoln County. We can't bump this down the road anymore, and I'm trying as hard as I can to insert my influence, and as well as a lot of others. There's very few people here that are not about getting something done. It's just about, we've kind of run into a leadership loggerhead with between the House and the Senate as to what they want, and what I think it's all about what their constituents vote as to or perceive as to what it is they're trying to do for them. But bottom line, we've got to have these tax cuts, some of them, to give that relief of 115% in Lincoln County of an increase. We've got to have it. I'm still optimistic, but it is a little tough for an individual like me to sit back and watch this posturing and things like that. So I'm hopeful.
Representative McKay Erickson on the weekday wake up this morning. Representative, a couple other bills that you've been a co-sponsor of that have advanced through the session. Let's start with the Hathaway Scholarship Amendment. Tell us what this bill does.
Yeah, this was a real fun one for me because of my involvement in education all these years, and the Hathaway Scholarship that is paid basically off of interest, that an account that's been put away by our prior members of the House and Senate and executive team, and a great scholarship for Wyoming residents. And what this one does, these amendments that we put on, make it a little more usable for trade education. And where especially our community college, and I'll even call out Western Wyoming, has made some great advances on being a lot more friendly to the trade education and some certifications and things that can be done. Now, in the past, the Hathaway Scholarship has been a fairly limited as to the kids that can take advantage of that and use the scholarship. So this, looking forward, this is going to be really good for a lot of people, you know, from our school district and throughout the Southwest, especially to take advantage of these, as we see so many of these trade jobs that are open and can't fill the positions in the state of Wyoming. So we're actually doing and triggering some things that are going to make that a lot better, in my opinion. And it was quite popular throughout the House side of it, and I anticipate it to fly right through the Senate also.
Representative, another bill that has ties right here to close to home in Lincoln County, Star Valley Ranch area, trapping requirements and licenses. Another bill you've co-sponsored.
Yeah, that one's another one, and boy, we've had some heartbreak on it. It has run into a technique in it that this Speaker of the House has, and that is that he, obviously we can't get to every bill, but he plays politics a little bit with putting some bills in drawers and in his drawer, and they don't make it out for introduction, you know, and of course the outside impression of that is, well, we just don't have time to do it, but it's all a matter of priority to us. And man, I've camped at his door trying to get this one out, because I think it will be one that we can really work, and I honestly feel like it's going to be good for both trappers and recreationalists and people that have interest in wildlife issues, even, because it just takes away more of a chance of a really negative public image of the things that we love to do, hunt and trap and fish, as well as it mixes in very well with, you know, protecting recreationalists and making sure that there's no accidents or it's less likely to have those kind of things that really give the industry a black eye, I think. So, but that does not, the speaker told me yesterday, finally straightened up, looked me in the eye and said, it's not coming out of his drawer. So we've already kind of reorganized as that group of Gestures Legacy, and we're looking as to some other ways that we can approach. And, you know, unfortunately, next year is a budget session, and so you have to have 2/3 to be able to get bills like that in that are non-budget items. And so we're looking at another 2 years before we can get that up and on the floor. And we'll go at it a little bit different, but thought we had a pretty good way towards that. So not saying we made mistakes, but we kind of fell into the political wrangling that goes on there. So,
well, it's Representative McKay Erickson and the legislative report this morning. As always, appreciate your time, Representative. Anything else you'd like to touch on while we have you?
You bet. Well, I just want to give a shout out. We had the middle school leadership students down here, 20 of them, and their three advisors, and they got to go in on the House floor, and my compadres in there treated them really good, and they got a visit with a bunch of them, sit in the speaker's chair. But man, I am so impressed by those kids. They each had two bills that they'd looked into, and they had questions that for Senator Dockstetter and Representative Byron and myself, that we were all three very impressed with their behavior as well as their level of engagement. And that was fun. That makes things really fun for us down here. Plus, I get a little homesick. I like to see people from the valley. So,
right.
It was good.
Absolutely.
It was good.
Yeah. Well, Representative, appreciate your time again, and we'll touch base again soon.
You bet. Thank you, Duke. Appreciate all you do.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.